this paper thin. Hell, the lust's in the corner, but it's coming up again. Well, the signs are pointing nowhere, and the shade.
All right, 1,000 points of light, WMFO. Welcome to another edition. This is Jay. I'm here with you until 10 p.m. Happy summer. So I was off 2 weeks in Israel and Jordan. I was busy brokering peace between the Israelis and the Palestinians. I don't know what you were doing with your summer, but that's what I was doing. It'll come out over the next few days. There's a broad accord encompassing a multitude of deal points, and it's very complex. It took all my time, and it happened. So stay tuned for that. Anyway, up next is my Britpop show. So Pitchfork, great source of music knowledge and recommendations, came up with what they're calling the 50 best Britpop records, and what I have is a playlist based on that. And so obviously we don't have time to do all 50 in this 2-hour slot, but I will be doing the best I can to play as many of them as I can in that time allotted. Usually it amounts to about 29 songs, not 30, 29. Maybe 30 when we do DC Punk, because all the songs are really short, about a minute and a half, 2 minutes. But and with all my jibber-jabbing and yammering, it works out to be about 29 songs. And so that's what's going on. So what's up now is, so what does that mean? That means you'll be hearing from like the Boo Radleys and potentially Super Furry Animals, Oasis, Blur, Pulp, The Auteurs. Some fabulous music. Morrissey, of course, Suede, Radiohead even, and it's going to be quite the panoply of Britpop. And then there's Black Grape. So Black Grape, when that first came out, people hated it. Yet here on this list, it appears on this list at number 35, the Pitchfork list of the top Britpop records, 50 top Britpop records. And of course, Black Grape is another version of Happy Mondays. It's Sean Ryder and a few other people, and we're going to give it another listen. We're going to give it another chance. The record is called It's Great When You're Straight. Yeah, and we're going to play one of the tracks that we're going to play. Actually, there's only one, and it's called Tremazi Party. We're going to hear that right now. 1,000 points of light, WMFO.
time and you would go from Mars. I don't know if you knew that. Oh, would step the playing cards and you were intimate cigars. And she never told me her name. I still love you, the girl from Mars. Sitting in a dreamy days by the water's edge on a cool summer night. Fireflies and stars in the sky, gentle glowing light from your cigarette. The breeze blowing softly on my face reminds me of something else, something that in my memory's been misplaced. Suddenly all comes back, and as I look to the stars, I remember the time when you were gone from Mars. I don't know if you knew that. Always there with darkness over the moon and strand, electricity in the air, twisting all through the night on the terrace. Now that summer is here, I know that you are almost in love with me. I can see it in your eyes, strange lights shimmering over the sea tonight, and it almost blows my mind. And as I look to the stars, I remember the time. If you'd returned, I thought that you were standing over me. When I woke, there was no one there. I still love you, girl from Mars. Do you remember the time when you were girl from Mars? I don't know if you knew that. Always there playing cards and you went to the cigars, but you never told me your name. Do you remember the time when you were girl from Mars? I don't.
All right, 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO. Great band right there, Ash with Girl from Mars. From the 1977 record, 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO. And prior to that, the Manix. Manix Street Preachers with A Design for Life from Everything Must Go. And then we heard the Boo Radleys with Feels Like Tomorrow. It's a great band name from the To Kill a Mockingbird novel. Feels Like Tomorrow was not on the original release of Giant Steps. It was on the expanded edition. But that's a good song, so I wanted to hear that. And we started off the show with Black Grape, Sean Ryder project. After the implosion or explosion of the Happy Mondays, he put together Black Grape. Tramazi Party is the track we heard from It's Great When You're Straight. Yeah, 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO. And this is our Britpop show, according to the Pitchfork Music online blog, magazine, what have you. And they have a list of 50. I'm working with the top 40, as it were. So that is the plan right now, and we're doing the best I can every day. Up next, Saint Etienne, Only Love Can Break Your Heart from Fox Base Alpha. Great record. This is our first 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO.
there's gonna be some trouble. A whole house will need rebuilding, and everyone I love in the house will recline on an analyst's couch quite soon. Your father cracks a joke and in the usual way empties the room. Tell all of my friends I don't have too many, just some raincoated lovers, puny brothers, Dallas Spicer, Pinky Cubans, Rush to Danger, Wind Up Nowhere, Patrick Doonan, Race to Wait. I'm tired again, I tried again, and now my heart is full. Now my heart is full, and I just can't explain, so I won't even try. Every jammy, stressful poet, loafing oafs in all-night chemists, loafing oafs in all-night chemists, underact express depression. Ah, but Bunny, I loved you. I was tired again, I tried again, and now my heart is full.
Yes, Mr. Morrissey, 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO. I used to listen to 99.1 WHFS in the D.C. area, Washington, D.C. area, and this DJ named Weasel would always say, Stephen Patrick Morrissey. You know, his voice would always go up like that when he said his middle name, Patrick, just like that. He was called Weasel because he looked and sounded like a weasel. So there we go. Anyway, that was Now My Heart Is Full from the Vauxhall and I record. Before that, McAlmon and Butler, that's Bernard Butler from Suede. That was the song Yes from the Sound of McAlmon and Butler. Teenage Fan Club with Sparky's Dream from Grand Prix. And it was Saint Etienne starting things off with Only Love Can Break Your Heart from the Fox Bass Alpha record. 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO. This is our Britpop show, but not curated by me necessarily. This is, I'm working off the Pitchfork list. Of the 50, we're going to say 40 greatest Britpop records of all time, and obviously I don't have time to play all 40, and I'm not making this a two-part show, so we're going to take 29 or 30 out of this 40, And then so far it's been pretty good. We've had Ash, Manic Street Preachers, Boo Radley's, Black Grape. Lots of good tracks to select from. Up next, a band I'm not too familiar with, but we're going with it anyway. Super Furry Animals with the track If You Don't Want Me to Destroy You from Fuzzy Logic, 1000 Points of Light, WMFO.
If you don't want me to destroy you, I'll commit myself to be in and out of every tree. Gravity, you just hold me down so quietly. You just hold me back. When the insects fly all around you, do you reach your name?
Of how I loved and how I felt. you're thinking about the things you do, and you're thinking about the things you do.
Yeah. girl should go to bed with a fella if he doesn't love her.
No. Unless it's me.
I heard she drove the silvery sports car along the empty streets last night.
Thousand Points of Light, WMFO. That's another one from Saint Etienne. Beautiful song. Hobart Paving. Kind of a workmanlike title there, but it terrific song from their classic So Tough record, 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO, 91.5 Medford. Hope you're enjoying your weekend, and sit back and listen to this beautiful Britpop as your weekend fades into the rear view. So before that, Kinnicky. Talk about a random Britpop band. They're the most random of the random. That was Punka from At The Club. Prior to that, The Verve with History from A Northern Soul. Before their massive smash, Bittersweet Symphony from Urban Hymns, they had that one. Not a bad track at all. Super Furry Animals from If You Don't Want Me to Destroy You from Fuzzy Logic, 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO. This is our Britpop show, but it's more dictated by this Pitchfork 50 Best Britpop Records Ever that they posted to their website. I think it was while I was away, but I caught it because I'm always looking at my phone, even when I'm seeing 1,000-year-old relics and ruins. So needless to say, if you're leaning on me to come up with beautiful and unique ideas for shows, then you're in the right place, because I'm always here to serve. So we had that going on as well. Saint Etienne, the second time we heard from them, Kinnicky, The Verve, and Super Furry Animals up next. This one from Suede. Now, we heard from Bernard Butler before, but not from Suede. So this will be the first track from Suede, My Insatiable One from The Science. What are we calling this? It's called The Sci-Fi Lullabies. I wanted to get it right instead of just stumbling over it. 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO.
Thank you. you change, use revelations to